Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Hebrews 10, verse 38, "But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him." A little boy in Sunday school heard the story of how Lot's wife looked back towards Sodom and turned into a pillar of salt. "That's nothing," he said. "Last week when my mother was driving down the street, she looked back and turned into a telephone pole." Seriously, God says, "If anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him." Every pilot knows there is a point of no return. The runway has all been used up. It's fly or die. In Hebrews chapter 11, we find a list of ordinary people who in the worst of times refused to turn back. The Bible says, if they had longed for the country they came from, they could have gone back, but they were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Here's the score. If you're beginning your walk with God, Satan will use every trick in the book to get you off track. If you're in the middle of your walk with God, he will try to tell you that your life doesn't count. Don't believe in him. He's a liar. And if you're nearing the end of your walk with God, he will try to discourage you by highlighting all your faults and failures. Don't buy what he's selling. Instead, stand on this scripture. "I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him until that day." That's 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. From Vision's Word for Today, there is no turning back.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.